And now to another story about a young woman in the public eye, but for a very different reason, doing her duty in a remarkable way. Last year, as her comrades scrambled to escape a burning Humvee ripped apart by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan, Army medic Monica Brown dodged enemy fire to get to them. She used her own body to shield the wounded from mortars and ammunition. She helped move them to safety and helped get them evacuated by helicopter. Those actions earned Brown the nation's third highest medal of valor, the Silver Star. This is only the second time since World War II that a woman soldier has received this award. As we observe Women's History Month, a time to recognize the accomplishments of women around the world, who better to acknowledge than an outstanding young woman serving her country overseas? Specialist Monica Brown joins me from her post at Forward Operating Base Camp Salerno, Afghanistan. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What an honor. I mean, as we mentioned, only the second time since World War II that a woman has received this award. You are the first woman serving in Afghanistan. How does it feel to be in such rare company?
I don't think it's hit me yet. I'm still a little overwhelmed with the whole fact.
Do you feel brave?
Brave? No. No. I was just doing my job.
Well, as a member of the prestigious 82nd Airborne, I had to name a lot of people will know, as a medic, you trained for this scenario. But would it be possible for you to go back to that day, to April 25th, and tell us what you remember?
Okay, so we were driving, and we had searched a nearby housing area for possible Taliban. And the people in the village weren't too happy, I guess, by the time we left. And we had gotten about, 2 miles outside the city. We were on our way back to our home base, the other father we were on. And we turned left into a wadi, which is a riverbed, and the last Humvee in the convoy exploded, got hit by an IED, and our gunner said that he had seen the truck behind us get hit and one of their tires was flying through the field. And so we stopped the convoy, and I opened up my door, and we received a small arms fire at that time. And my platoon sergeant yelled, "Doc, let's go," and we ran back to the Humvee, and the Humvee had caught on fire on the way back there, and the guys were already about 10 feet away from the vehicle. And as soon as I got there, there were two of the guys were laying on their sides, and I went up to them and found out they were the most critical. And then we decided to move them to a different location because the location we were at, we were still under fire, and we're on a high ground. It wasn't a good area to be at. So we drug the patients about 100 meters and got them back down to the low ground in the riverbed. And we thought it would be a safer location, but it ended up being about the same because the truck that I caught on fire, there were rounds inside of it that were cooking off because of the fire inside. And so there was explosions going off inside the vehicle and shrapnel and stuff was going everywhere. So we were kind of in a predicament where we didn't really have anywhere else to go. And then my platoon sergeant came up and said that he had a vehicle that we could load the patients in. And it was about 100 meters away, so we got the patients and drug them another 100 meters, got them in the back of the truck, and then Sergeant Santos, my platoon sergeant, drove us a little ways away to have a better area to work with. Because it was, whenever we first got to the first location, there had been, like, mortars coming in and everything was going off. It was really loud. I don't really know what was going on, but got to the final location and got the guys out of the truck and got to fully assess them. So,
just doing your job.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, I mean, it all seemed to have happened so fast. There was so much going on. Is there any way you can tell us what was going through your mind?
Going through my mind?
Mm-hmm.
Just worrying about getting the guys out of there. That was my main concern.
And when it was all over and you realized that you were under fire the whole time, did you have any thoughts about that?
It really hit me afterwards because I didn't think about it whenever it was all happening. And walking back from the medevac bird after the guys had gotten on, it was dark outside by that time. And my red headlamp was shining on the grass and the wind was blowing because the medevac bird was taking off. So the grass was blowing and all I could think about was, is there anything I could have done better? Stuff like that, just making sure that I'd done everything right and asking myself if it had really happened.
Have you had a chance to talk to any friends and family about this? I'm sure they're proud, but I'm guessing maybe they're a little worried, too, about you.
This happened last April, so I've spoken to pretty much everyone. They know I'm okay. The only person I really told the whole story to is my grandmother.
What did she say?
Everyone knows I'm okay. She cried. She was terrified. But I knew it was the right thing to tell her because it was a life-changing experience for me, and I wanted to share that with her so she understands.
We sure appreciate your being willing to share this moment with us. You know that Defense Department policy prohibits women service members from frontline combat, but as you've just told us, the nature of the conflicts in Afghanistan and in Iraq, you know, puts women in these roles. And I just wondered if you had any thoughts about that rule, given just everything you just accomplished.
I think that gender has nothing to do with it. A soldier is a soldier, no matter what kind of situation they're put in.
You're only 19, and you've already been in.
Yes,
for,
ma'am.
Yeah, you've already been in for 2 years. Any thoughts about what's next?
I'm going to start school in the spring and go to school for 4 years through the ROTC program, and then come back in as an officer in the nursing corps.
Wow. Well, Specialist Brown, I can't thank you enough for talking to us, and thank you so much for your service. Thank you for joining us. Very, very proud of you, and congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Army Specialist Monica Brown awarded the Silver Star for gallantry in Afghanistan, and she joined us by telephone from her post in Afghanistan. And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. This Wednesday will mark 5 years since the beginning of the Iraq War. If you have a special message for someone currently serving in the war, we would like to hear from you. And if you have a story about the way the war has affected you, we'd like to hear from you. To share your message, call our comment line at 202-842-3522 or visit our website, npr.org/tellmemore.